This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift.
G'day, I'm Eric.
And I'm Judy.
And welcome to take three of Eric's Blast from the Past podcast. Hi to Shauno. And hi to all of our listeners. In the last episode, we spoke about radio. And so it naturally flows on that if you talk about radio, you talk about television. And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you would like to contact us, you can go to the website, blastfromthepastpodcast.com, or email us, irkpod@gmail.com. So let's go back to the early years of television. Here in Australia, television was introduced in 1956.
I'm glad you know that.
And I believe that it wasn't colour when it first started.
The old black and white. That's right.
So in 56, you would have been five.
Yeah, now you're giving it away. Everyone will be adding up how old I am.
Well, that's all
right. That's supposed to be a secret.
Well, you didn't think of that last episode.
Doesn't bother me. I'm not ashamed of my age.
So, anywho, back in 56, you didn't get a TV straight away.
No, we were still listening to the old record player and the old 78s because we couldn't afford a television.
And radio. And if you missed us talking about radio, you can go back to episode 5.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we didn't get a television until 1960, it would have been, at least 1960. So it was 5 years after, because they were so expensive when they first came. Like anything, they were too expensive, and mum and dad, because them days, it was only dad worked, so they couldn't afford to buy a television. So the only way we had to see a TV when it first came out, because it was all exciting about a TV, sometimes dad would take us up to the high street, to the shop, and in one of the windows of the shop, they used to have the TV in the window of the shop, and they used to leave it on of a night, and they used to put the sound up real loud so you could hear it through the window.
Oh, that was one of the things I was going to ask, because I thought that they might have just had the picture.
No,
but you
sound.
Couldn't hear it.
No, they used the shop was like two big glass windows, and then you walked in like what would you call it? Like a hallway.
A hallway.
And then the shop door was at the end of the two display things. So they used to have in the window record players, and because it was an electrical shop.
So it wasn't just a TV shop.
Like. No, it was an electrical shop where they sold anything electrical, you know. And they used to have the newest things in the windows and the prices and things. So people, and they used to have a little, underneath like a little plaque written up so you could read to do with, you know, who manufactured it and how much and all that sort of thing. So what we used to do, you had to virtually... Us kids used to shove through the adults to get to the front because we couldn't see over the adult. Because you'd be wall to wall, shoulder to shoulder, everyone up there, even in the cold, they'd have their coats on and everything so they could have a look at the television because it was a new invention.
And not everyone, like your family wasn't the only one around that didn't have a TV at that stage.
Oh, no, it was a lot. There was only, you could count, on your hand, you could count how many people had TV. Because all you had to do was go around and you'd look at the roof
and
you'd see the aerial. It was called a mattress aerial, this great big thing up and connected to your chimney, because all houses had chimneys in the houses then, and they'd have this big pipe connected to the chimney, and they'd have this big square aerial, and they said it looked like the wire bed mattress. That's why it was called a mattress aerial.
And until recently, we still had one of them.
Yeah. And because of Penrith being in a valley, we've got the Blue Mountains behind us, it's a very bad reception here. And that's why they had to have these big aerials to try and pick up. So we went up in the shop and, you know, they had a lot of teething problem when they first came out because of the area. And you're having a lot of trouble. you'd be watching the show and then all of a sudden it'd go all spotty and it'd, you know, make a hissing noise and you just get all these two, like, grey and blacky coloured spots all over the screen, no picture. Or the picture would go in and out, fade in and out, or the sound would go up and down. So they had a lot of trouble.
And apart from that, the TV stations themselves, they weren't anywhere close by where they were transmitting from. They were transmitting in more
from
towards
Sydney. Yeah.
And so
Epping.
Epping in the inner suburbs or near Artarmon.
Mm.
And so you'd have problem, especially back in the early days of TV where the transmitters aren't as strong as they are now.
They didn't have the big towers then.
And so that was an issue as well.
And also TV used to be only on for certain times.
Oh, really? So it wasn't like 24/7?
No. It only came on a certain time in the morning, and they turned around, even when you were little, it wasn't on till midnight. Some of the channels closed down, because they never, after 11 o'clock, some of them closed down because that was it. And they didn't come back on till 6 o'clock in the morning. So you had that time where there was nothing on. If you turned your telly on, you'd just get...
blank screen?
No, they had their emblem thing on there and it'd be making a humming
noise.
Oh,
like the test pattern?
Yeah, for each channel, and they'd have a sign on the bottom, station closed, what
come
time.
Back at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
When you were first watching TV through the shop window, do you remember how many channels we had?
Yeah, we had the ABC, which was Channel 2.
That's our government...
radio.
Broadcaster.
Yeah, TV. And then we had Channel 7, which was ATN. And then there's Channel 9, and then Channel 10.
Yeah, but Channel 10 didn't come until later?
It didn't come till later, but you only had the three to start with. There was Channel 2, Channel 7 and Channel 9.
So, interesting with Channel 10. Channel 10 actually didn't start as Channel 10. It started as Channel 0.
Yeah, yeah.
And it later became Channel 10.
Yeah, TEN 10. But we, for the news, anything happened or whatever, Dad would say, come on, kids, we're going up to watch the thing, and he'd want to watch the news or the races or something. We'd go up there on a, because on a Friday night they used to broadcast on the thing, they used to show the races, the trots, at Harold Park in Sydney, because it was live telecast at the time. So Dad, because of him training the trotters, and they'd be down there racing, so my brother didn't want to go, whatever. Mum wasn't interested, so me and Dad would go up to the local shop, because it's only around the corner from where we lived, and we'd go up there and stand there for ages and stand and watch the horse races.
Didn't they also have a similar sort of thing where you'd go to the cinema and they'd show the news and that sort of stuff in that sort of period?
In the middle of the show. Mm. Or before, they used to have a news break before the picture started, and then after interval, at half time, then they'd have a news thing again, and then the second part of the movie had come on. So, but we, friends of Dad's that lived around in the next street, they bought the first TV in the area. And so we were allowed to go there because they were friends of ours.
I reckon they would have got a few new friends all of a sudden
having
a TV.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden the kids, they had three boys and they turned around and all of a sudden the boys got all these new mates. But we were allowed, when we were kids we used to call them Uncle Mick and Auntie Betty. So we used to turn around and... because he was the local farrier and Dad taught him how to race the horses and drive the horses. So he used to turn around and let me and my brother and my sister at the time, and we used to go there of an afternoon and we were allowed to watch the cartoons for an hour, and then we'd have to go home for tea and do our, we had to do chores and things like that. And then people up on the corner from us, they ended up getting the TV on. So then we were lucky because in the one neighbourhood we had two lots of people that had the TV on. So we used to go up to their place and we used to have a choice of the two places. But the lady that lived there, her husband worked with Dad. So we could go there and same thing. They'd let us to go. And at the time, they bought out Disney. They bought out, what's it called? Mickey Mouse Show.
Yep.
And so we used to go up there every afternoon to watch the cartoons and they had a cereal thing.
Do you remember the Mickey Mouse song?
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse.
Donald Duck.
Mickey Mouse.
Donald Duck. Forever there's a something goes, hi, hi, hi.
This is something.
And then they had the, they used to have these kids in America. They had the, because I remember I used to like a net full of cello. And then they had a club thing. And you could send away and you got your rabbit, you know, your black your ears, mouse ears. And they had the T-shirts. But we got the plastic mouse ears.
Maybe we can set up an Irk Pod Club or a Channel Irk Club and you get bunny ears because of our bunny.
Yeah, well, you've got the shirts and you got the mugs. So why not? And then they used to have a... one called Spin and Marty, and it was like a pony club thing for kids. So I used to love watching that because they were, you know, kids riding their horses and things. So we used to watch that. It was on for about an hour. And then we used to have to go home then. So then Mum and Dad decided that poor kids, you know, around the neighbourhood, you know, so if they decided to get a... Then you, after they'd been out for 4 or 5 years, you could buy second-hand ones because they started to improve. Because when they first came out, they were only small. And they used to turn around and they had like four big wooden legs
yep.
in this big cabinet.
Because it was supposed to be a major part of your lounge room.
Yeah, well, it was a piece of furniture, but it was only a small screen. And it'd be equal to the size of our first... coloured TV, which was about a 14-inch screen. But the size of the cabinet, it looked bigger. And so people were then, when they bought out the bigger screen, they decided to, the TVs were still good. So poor families would be able to, you could go to the local shop where they traded in and you could buy a trade-in and you could pay it off. Like a lay-by.
So do you remember how much the first TV that the family was roughly?
Well, I was too young. And, like, Mum and Dad never discussed their money. So, but I know it was only because of one income. Dad worked in a factory, so it wasn't a great big wage. So, they bought a second-hand TV.
Was it colour?
No, it was black and white. This was still black and white.
So when did colour come in?
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. You're the expert to do with all that.
Or when do you first remember seeing colour?
I don't know. I think
because I think colour. I think colour itself came in a few years after for us, in the early to mid '60s. I think. Don't quote me.
You weren't born then, so how can you say to us? I can't remember when they came out, but I mean, it would have been in the middle of the 60s. I don't know whether it was before the dollars or after the dollars.
I know what I should do. You keep talking and I'll Google it.
Google it. But I know, we had the black and white one and, Dad bought it from a place in a shop called FJ Palmer's. And son, and that was the shop where we used to go up and look in the window, and they bought that, and so then the record player that we had in the lounge room, in the corner of the chimney, it had to get moved to put the TV there, and so what happened then was that got demoted to the kitchen. So we had that out in the kitchen. So you never parted with it because of all the records. But the records stayed in the lounge room in the cupboard. Just the stereo went into the kitchen. So we turned around and it used to be fantastic because us kids would sit round. But we weren't allowed to just put the TV on.
We had to ask.
And we had to have done our homework. any jobs that we had to do before it was put on. So we'd come home and rush and do everything, and then Mum would let us put the TV on. And so we used to watch the Mickey Mouse Club, and we used to watch the cartoons. And then the TV got, when Dad come home from work, it got switched off, and we used to have tea. And then we'd, after tea, then we'd have to wash up and that, and then we'd all have to have our baths, and then the TV come back on. So it was in time for the news, which has always been the 6 o'clock. So then we weren't allowed to make a noise or whatever, so Dad would be in there watching the news and that. And then we had the different nights, we had different shows that we used to watch. Like my dad used to love watching the wrestling.
Back when it was real.
When it was real in them days. Plus one of the blokes he worked with, his name was Larry O'Day. He used to be a wrestler part-time. And so we used to watch the wrestling. And we had our cartoon shows. I can't remember a lot of the... Mum always had her... she got into watching Coronation Street, Days of Our Lives. So Mum had a serials that used to be on in the afternoon when us kids were at school. And, I mean, Coronation Street still plays on Foxtel. And the same as with Days of Our Lives and The Young and the Restless. And there was that other one... it's on Channel 10.
The Bold and the Beautiful.
You know, so Mum used to watch all those sort of things in the afternoon while us kids were at school. But then we got a colour telly, and that would have been mid-60s. And it was a great big... That would have been after my father died. Mum got that. It would have been about 67. 1967, I think, would have been. And it was a Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, Healing was the name of it. And the same thing was in a big, big box. And then the speaker used to be down on the right-hand side of was a big long speaker, because it was only mono in them days. And then at the bottom, in the middle at the bottom, was a little, you opened up this little drawer thing. And that was where you had your colour and your contrast and all that sort of thing that you could adjust. And and it had the wooden legs, you know. So it was part of the piece of furniture.
While I'm here, I've actually got some interesting facts about some television.
Yeah.
And some of it I didn't even know. They originally did some testing for television in Australia as early as 1929 in Melbourne and 1934 in Brisbane.
Mm.
But it actually didn't start mainstream professional television until the 16th of September 1956 in Sydney. And then it came to other areas from then. Let me have a look here.
When did the colour...
Channel 9 started test transmissions in September, and then they officially commenced broadcasting in the October of 1956.
Mm.
And then Sydney was closely followed by Melbourne. And all of the stations, Channel 7, Channel 9 and the ABC, they were already in time for the Melbourne Olympics in 1956.
Right.
And then we moved to colour, and in Australia that was a lot later than I thought. Now, according to the ever-reliable Wikipedia, now we actually didn't get colour television until 1975.
After you were born. So there you go.
Quite interestingly, India didn't introduce colour TV until 1982.
Oh.
Which was quite interesting. And so there's a little bit of a little bit of trivia.
I know when you were five, I bought you your first television for Christmas. And I turned around and it was a little black and white portable. And to get the picture, because we lived in a flat and we had the gutter aerial out your bedroom window screwed onto the roof, onto the gutter of the roof. So, and with the cord, cable. And you and the other little friends in the flat used to go in there, and I used to I had it on top of the cupboard so you couldn't play with it, like typical kids wanting to flick channels and everything. So I'd put it on the program and you would go in there and sit on the beds or on the floor and watch the shows. And if you wanted to change the channel, you had to come and ask. And I had the colour television then in the lounge room. So that would have been 70 in the late 70s then. But then you still had the black and white. And then it was handed down. I mean, when we moved here, you were six, and you had it here. You used to have it on the cupboard in here. The same thing. We had it on a gutter aerial. So you didn't get a colour television till you were a teenager. And the old little black and white one I bought you, I only paid $50 for it then. We end up giving it to your cousin. When you got I bought a bigger TV and I gave you the first colour TV you had in your room. So it was handed down to your cousin. So they weren't that close as far as changing over.
And we were talking a bit earlier about Channel 10.
Yeah.
Channel 10 in Melbourne opened in 1964 and Channel 10 in Sydney opened in 1965.
Mm.
And Channel 10 in Melbourne, which was known as ATV0 in Melbourne, was actually owned by the Ansett Group.
Well, the same mob that owned the planes.
The Transporter Media Group Ansett.
Mm.
And that was back in 1964-1965, which was quite cool. So, do you remember some of the early TV shows, like in the 60s or 70s, that you used to watch?
Oh, I remember we used to watch cop shows. Matlock, that was in black and white. That was in the old, they had the old Falcons and cop show. Homicide was another one.
And now we've come full circle because there's another show called City Homicide, which is a new one.
Which is virtually, the modern version of the old Homicide. And I know when you were little, you were crazy over Humphrey B. Bear and you had a Humphrey pillow. And so to keep you quiet and occupied, we used to plug on, what was it? 8 o'clock in the before you went to school, we used to put on Humphrey for you. So you had to eat your breakfast and get dressed, and you could watch Humphrey before you went to school. You know, you're only in kindy. So you were a great Humphrey B. Bear fan.
There was Humphrey, and there was also Romper Room.
Yeah, yeah. But what was it? I remember. Mum got her first colour TV, I would have been 25. So you would have only been two, would have been about two. And my mother gave me her old black and white. That was the big one I talked about, the healing. She gave that to me for my 25th birthday and I thought she was a bit of a scuzz bucket because she gave me her old television. She bought a new one. She decided that she was going to buy herself the big screen because Mum was going blind because of her diabetes. They did the radiation on her eyes and she ended up with only 10% vision. So she bought, then the big screen colour television came out then.
Oh, what would have been a big screen for the time?
Yeah, well, it was a 52. They call it a 52-inch. And they turned around and so Mum said, well, I don't go out anywhere. So I might as well. She loved a telly that was her entertainment.
That sounds like a certain person that I know now.
Me now, I know. But Mum, in her younger days, we always went to the pictures. And so Mum used to go to the pictures as well. And Dad used to, sometimes like Mum and her sisters and that, they used to go to the pictures of a night. And they used to, you know, Dad would mind us kids, we'd be in bed anyway, but, you know, she used to go to the pictures. And so their entertainment then was the movies, go to the movies. And so when the telly come out, it was everybody, it was their way of entertainment. You know, you weren't pubbing and clubbing and stuff. So we used to all have, like, we followed, like, Mum had a cereals of a day. And then of a night time, it was always you sat down and watched the news. And then at midday, they brought out the midday show. And that was, you know, like people singing. They had people on there playing piano.
Oh, it was a variety show.
Variety, yeah. Entertaining and everything. And then the Don Lane show. And that was the same thing, entertainment. And then we turned around and I used to love watching Ernie Sigley. He was in Victoria and, you know, and Ding Dong, that was the girl. She had real big boobs and she used to spin the barrel and she used to get dressed up as in a yellow duck suit and all this. So she was, she still is a comedian, you know, Denise Drysdale. But we had the different programs that we used to watch. Was it Blankety Blanks? That was a comedy where...
Game show.
They asked questions and things and... they had the different people that were celebrities used to get in, sit in these things like two rows, one would be up high and then the other be down lower. And they used to have comedians and entertainers and of the different shows you used to watch, they'd bring them on there. It was virtually to publicise the programs, to advertise them and that, you
know? And the question would be, this podcast is a load of it's blank.
Podcast.
No, but I'm saying this podcast is a load of blank, and then each celebrity had to fill in the blank.
Yeah, and they used to get points for it. And
Ugly Dave Gray, he was a classic, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Him and Graham Kennedy used to go on.
Well, Graham Kennedy was who was it? I can't remember who was the host.
Graham Kennedy.
Yeah. So, but I remember
there was him. He was the host, and they usually had Nolan Brown,
that's
Ugly
her.
Dave Gray, and Stuart Wagstaff, and the rest just alternated.
Alternated, yeah. They
like
had
people like Abigail and whoever was doing something on TV.
Yeah, because them days it was The Prisoner in the Box was on as well.
Oh, Prisoner, there's one.
Blast from the Past. Oh, Prisoner. I used to, when I lived in the block of flats, before we moved to here, the girl downstairs and I, we were great Prisoner and the Box. So I used to turn around and we had an intercom system from my place down to her place through the windows and we'd turn them on so that that way then I could hear if you were asleep. Well, you could hear anyway because you'd get up, you'd hear on the floor.
Make noise, yeah.
So I'd put you to sleep and she'd turn around. She'd come up and tap on the door when her boy was asleep. And so we'd go down and we used to turn around and we'd watch the... We'd have a cup of coffee and... we'd watch 96 in the Box.
And then Prisoner.
And Prisoner. And we'd turn around then and sometimes we used to have a glass of liqueur.
Now, we should tell our American listeners that Prisoner was actually an Australian show based in a woman's prison.
Woman's prison.
And in the United Kingdom, in the UK, it's actually known as Prisoner Cell Block H.
Yeah, it's still running over there, apparently.
It's very popular, and apparently, I haven't seen it yet, they've just done a 30th anniversary special.
What, for 30 years?
For Prisoner, yeah.
Yeah? And then The Box was the first, that was a block of flats in Sydney, and it was six flats, and then down the bottom there was a laundromat and a delicatessen.
Wasn't that the
that
first show?
That was the first show where they had
nudity.
Two gay guys.
And nudity.
And they actually showed, that was Abigail in the nude, and they actually showed two gay guys in bed. And it was virtually a, it was all to do with the people in the flats and everyday life type of thing. But, you know, they had, you know, people having affairs, and they had an old couple that lived downstairs. And that's how we got the nickname over here as Dory. We used to call my sister Dory, you know, because she knew what all the neighbours were doing, and real sticky beak, you know. So we'd say, come on, Dory, tell us all the gossip. Who's doing who?
And she would.
And she would. So, but I think I feel like that now. I get at the window and I look out the window and see who's doing what, and I think what they're doing and whatever. But that was really exciting show, that. And it got the, because it was the first time that people, like, they showed the gay guys, it sort of came out of the closet, really. And also, like, the full woman in the nude. And, did it hit the papers and everything, you know?
Because we're talking back in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah, mid-70s.
And while it might have been the free love era outside of all the hippies, it might not have necessarily been that on TV.
Oh, it was still the very prudish type era. So, but that sort of, that show, The Box, it really brought everything out in the open. So everyone was sort of, oh, you know, everybody watched it. The ratings, it was so high because of what was going on and everything, you know. So me and my girlfriend.
So what do you think now, because of things like Foxtel, and you see those sort of shows now, like these shows from the 60s and 70s and 80s, and you see them now or on DVD or whatever, what do you think now?
Well, you actually see them having sex nowadays. It's unreal, you know. Compared to then, you would only see, like, occasionally you might see a bit of boob, but you know, wouldn't see a full frontal. And the same as with, God, if my mother seen that, she'd drop dead with shock.
But if you saw the shows that you were watching back then and you see them now, like, for instance, I brought some videos of Prisoner.
Hmm.
And you watch them now, and you compare them back to when you were what, you know.
Oh, they're pretty lame, I'd say lame, compared to now. I mean, I've been watching lately on the new show coming out now is the Underbelly, they call it Underbelly, and it's to do with the real stories that they've made of what happened in the 70s with the drugs that were in Griffith. And seeing how they go on then, because that was in the 70s, was very, I mean, marijuana and that was only just happening in the 70s. So, whereas now, I mean, they don't hide the fact now.
I think they've done an outstanding job, considering it's 2009 and they're trying to make that series look like it was back in the 70s.
Yeah, with the cars and the clothes.
They've done a pretty good job, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, but even so, they throw in, you know, like one bloke on the program, all he's doing is snorting coke and rooting somebody. So all it is just sex and dope, you know. And yet, well, I never saw those sort of things when I was in that time. You know, I had friends that used to smoke marijuana, but that was all I knew of.
Some people say that it's bordering on soft porn.
What?
Underbelly.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it would be. I mean, they're not backwards and coming forward now and flashing a bit of boob and, you know. And that's the annoying part. How come, why is it that they don't hesitate to show a bird, you know, with the boobs and sitting on top of a bloke and all this sort of thing? Why can't we see the blokes? I don't think it's fair, you know. Why has a woman got to be advertised? No, advertised isn't the word. What would it be?
Displayed.
Yeah. Why is it? And it's always been like that with television. Women have always been the one. But you never, very rarely see a bloke walking around. I mean, you see an ass, but what's that? We've all got an ass.
Yeah.
As the saying goes, ass beats class. But why don't they show the front end of a bloke? Why do the blokes? I mean, I was watching a program today and the guy answered the door and he had a bloody pillow in front of it. And I thought, oh, God, give me a break. You know, he answers the door with a pillow, a big red pillow in front of him, you know. And I thought, why is it, you know, with this day, Why's a guy got to be hidden behind a pillow? Yeah? Why doesn't he just open the door with...
Or have you seen the other side of that where they have, like, a man and a woman sleeping together and you'll see the man with the sheet around his waist and you'll see the woman with the sheet around her neck.
And I think they've just had sex and yet they're all wrapped around in a sheet. And I think that is hilarious. I mean, come on, give me a break, you know? It's so obvious that they're acting, you know?
So we move from the 70s and we go
Sex
to the...
Sex and Bex, my mother used to call it.
So we move from the 70s into the 80s and I start remembering shows like Emergency and Chips and BJ and the Bear and... Smokey and the Bandit and all those sort of...
Oh, they were movies. They weren't shows.
But I remember seeing them on TV.
Oh, God. There's been that many shows on there. You can't keep up with them.
No, it's amazing. So going up through the 80s and that sort of stuff, and then you see... you go to the late 90s, early 2000s, and things like cable TV.
Yep. We got one in every room.
And then you see things like what we call Foxtel here in Australia.
Oh.
And we've got a variety of shows that we can watch both from the current day and old shows on older networks if we want.
Mm. But before that, we had the, they bought the video out. When they first bought the video out, I remember they bought out VHS.
Oh, the old VHS and Beta War, yeah.
And the Beta one. And because I had the VHS and Vince had the Beta one. So he couldn't borrow my videos because his were a smaller tape. So, and in the end, the smaller one, it didn't last very long at all. So then it went all to VHS. And then from the VHS, well, now they've improved it. By having the DVD come VHS together, recording together.
And now we've got in every room where we've got a TV, we've got a DVD-VHS combo.
And you can also play CDs on it as well through your TV. And the TV's stereo now, whereas before it used to be mono, you only had the one speaker. Then some people where you had the... jack in the front where you could put extended speakers. So if you wanted stereo, you plug the jack into there and then you put it onto extension speakers. Whereas now you can actually buy the big plasma ones now. You can buy the surround sound where you can get four speakers or whatever you want around the room, you know, or you can get the big screen that comes down.
So now compared to the old, the quote-unquote old times, the old days.
Yeah.
Where you would have just had your TV in your lounge room.
Yeah.
We've got one in each of our bedrooms and also the lounge room.
Yeah.
And we've also got a Foxtel box hooked up to...
In each room
each
as well.
One. And also the DVD video combo. We've got that in each room as well. So I think in that way we've come...
A long way.
We haven't
but
got...
But even in the last 10 years... It's changed so much, like with your TV, from mono to stereo. And like now, I don't think you can buy the small colour tellies now. I think they've died out. So
well, TVs like we've got, we've still got the older style CRT TVs.
Yeah.
But
it's got the twin speakers.
It's got twin speakers, but... When you say compare our TVs, for instance, to Drew's TVs.
Yeah, well, they've got the big, plasma
screen. The big screen and it's a flat screen. Like when we went to the pub the other day.
Yeah, they were enormous.
They were for lunch and we saw this.
Beautiful picture. That's the thing. I mean, our television, without going through the Foxtel, they call it here, because of the mountains... It's very bad reception in this area, as I said before. We get ghosting, which is a shadow off the mountain. So when you look at the TV, usually on the right-hand side of the TV, you'll get a very light grey streak down the middle of the side of the TV.
You'll get shadows.
It's a shadow. Or sometimes the person, if it's a person or whatever, you'll get the same thing. You'll get a grey shadow of the person. That's why they call it ghosting. So that's why the big old mattress aerials now around this area have all, they're all disappearing. And we had to get ours changed because a bloke came out to redo the coax cable instead of the flat cable, what they call it, ribbon cable. Well, now it's coax, and they turned around and they we got a instead of the square one, we got a long armed one with all the little bars across.
And it's got a booster.
And it's got an electric booster. And it comes down into your power board and connects onto the TV, and that's an extra powered up to cut that ghosting out. And we had a lot of trouble with that, with this guy tried to rip me off. And so then we turned around and we got another bloke to come out to fix it, a local bloke I called. And then we had the set-top box to try and fix it, and that worked. So then in my bedroom, you turned around, and that's when you got me you got yourself the Foxtel connected up.
And I got you at the
same time. And you got me at the same time the Foxtel, because at the time I was more in bed because I was very sick at the time, and I spent more time in bed than what I was in the lounge room. So you said, oh, I'll get you the Foxtel, Mum, as a package. Because I was going crook about not much on TV and stuff because I was watching it 24/7 virtually. So you decided to get it because of working, and when you come home you couldn't sleep and there was not much on telly. So you got a package deal with your internet and with the phone and with the Foxtel. So we turned round, and so I decided to get it put in the bedroom because, as I said before, you know, I was in the bedroom more than in the lounge room. So we got it connected up, and that's the best thing we ever done, was because the Foxtel's that extra,
because it's pickup. It's a digital signal.
Yeah, that's the word. And so now there's no ghosting or whatever now. So I never now watch the channels, and it's really great because we've got the extra programs on the Foxtel, and I can turn around and I've got me shows that I watch now. And I watch, I like a lot of documentaries. I watch me animal shows on certain nights, and I love the gardening shows because I'm into gardening. So I watch gardening shows, home improvement shows, a lot of them are not American, they're
British.
British. All the home improvement, because I love all the old style houses. So you get these shows where people are buying and selling all the time. So I like watching those. And then there's another show of a bloke renovating someone's house that had been ripped off by a builder. And that's a Canadian show. So I watch that. And then when it's in season, Fox 8 have got that Ice Road Truckers, which is Canadian, and that's where the guys drive the semi-trailers across the frozen ice.
And hopefully not falling.
Yeah, oh, I love that show. And then they have, I like watching the CSI shows, all the criminal shows. I like watching, it's very interesting.
And you like Law and Order.
Yeah, but the CSI shows, they're all to do with all the different prisons in America. And it's very interesting to see, you know, they interview prisoners and all that sort of thing. And it's interesting to see.
Oh, on CI, the Crime and Investigation Channel.
Yeah, CI. And it's really interesting to see how the prisons are set up over there.
I'm surprised about how much access they actually get to jails.
Yeah, it's. Oh, I'd hate to be a prisoner. That's one fear. I'd hate to be in jail. And then I like watching the Animal Planet channel, because that's all to do with animals and vets, and that, like in America, they've got all the animal rescues and things. So I have certain nights I have certain, and every night I finish off with double episode of Law and Order.
Dung dung.
I love that show. And
I just like the sound. Dung dung.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, every night I have a double episode before I go to bed of Law and Order because they're the old shows going forward. And then Thursday and Friday nights, they have current Law and Order on the Channel 10. So I tape those and I watch them in the mornings, you know, when the repeats are on for the other shows. So I constantly have a cycle of shows that I watch, and I watch the rodeo. My favourite is the rodeo on the Country Channel. And at the moment, it's only just starting back up again after their Christmas break. And it's only on Saturday afternoon.
I thought you were going to say it's only on six nights a week.
No, no, it's that finished. But now at the moment, it's only on, and I've missed it, 4 o'clock on Saturdays, and then it's replayed 10 o'clock Sunday.
Oh,
and
we can watch it 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. And then it's replayed again at 9 o'clock on Monday nights. So if you miss, you've got three choices to watch it.
That's a good thing with Foxtel, although if you watch Foxtel all the time, it can get repetitive if you don't plan it.
Yeah.
Is that you miss an episode, like a series.
You can catch up.
Say, for instance, I know you used to watch American Chopper.
Yeah, I still do. That's on Thursday night.
So if you miss it on Thursday night, well, you can see it at other times during the week. I like watching...
Chopper doesn't repeat.
Doesn't it?
No, at the moment, Chopper is repeating every Thursday night, but it because they're on a season break. So they're playing... Because I come on Thursday nights to watch it, and if I've hadn't the episode that they show, if I've seen it, it depends on whether it's interesting. I'll re-watch it, but if not, I'll watch something else.
Like I like watching things like Mythbusters.
I'm not into those. That doesn't...
It's like science experiments.
I know, but that doesn't... I don't... I only watch the end of that when I'm going to watch another program because that's... I see the tail end of that before my next show.
And I can't go past watching Cops.
Yeah, I like Cops.
And any time that Cops is
bad
on...
Bad boy, what you going to do?
And the funniest thing, I know I've said this on ErkPod before... is when they used to have Police 10-7 from New Zealand,
yeah,
followed by
well,
Cops.
That's just finished. Because I was taping that for you.
And that was quite interesting. You see the police in New Zealand and they're all like, yeah, g'day, bro, how you doing? You got a tyre out. You got a tailgate out on your car, eh, bro?
But I like their attitude with the young ones when they take their cars off them and whatever, you know. I think they should bring that over here. That's a good show, that.
And then you contrast it with the American Cops, you know, because they don't have guns in New Zealand for the cops, and it's all guns blazing as it needs to be over there.
Yeah.
What else do I like watching?
The Bill.
Oh, the Bill. We both like watching that. That's a UK police drama that we've been watching for some time.
For some years, you mean?
Some years.
I tape that every Saturday night.
Orange, Tim and Drew are probably going to hate me for saying this, but... I like watching All Saints, mainly out of habit.
I like that. I've watched it from the beginning.
Yeah, Tim can't watch it because he works at the hospital
but that's
where it's
recorded
made.
Where he works. But, you know, if you're not in, you're not that sort of job.
But that's the thing. If you're in that sort of job, that'd be like if they made a job about train driving.
Well, you'd pick it.
I'd be there picking all the mistakes.
My younger brother, when he was alive, and we used to watch a show together or a movie, he always had this habit of picking all the faults. If you could see the microphone at the top.
Or the string holding jaws up.
Yeah, or whatever. He'd say, look, you know, and he'd pick it to pieces. Or sometimes, you know, when they've, they do a recording and 1 minute they might show, say, for example, there's a chick in it and she's smoking. The next time when you see it, you know, it flashes over to say to the bloke that she's talking to, and when it goes back to her, she's drinking a cup of coffee, and you think,
or she's got a total, or she's got a totally different shirt on,
a different blouse, or it's opened up and her boobs are hanging out, or, but it's so obvious,
continuity errors
that you can see that it's been where it's been cut, you know, and even now in different shows that I watch, you know, you see that sort of thing, and you see it, and you think, oh. You know, boo-boo there.
Or I'm like, oh, that so could not happen.
Yeah. So, but I like the Foxtel. You know, I like the variety that you've got now compared to the pay channels. So I think the pay channels, because I notice now the pay channels are actually bringing in a lot of the shows that you get on Foxtel that you have, you know, like you got to pay your thing for, they're actually replaying them. Like, as an example,
on
Ellen.
On your free-to-air channels.
Is it her name's Ellen?
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
When you see her on Foxtel, she's on there, say, at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
And then you'll see her on Channel 9, the same program, is on at 2 o'clock. And then The View, with Whoopi Goldberg and these other birds, they're on at 12 o'clock, 11 till 12, and then Channel 9, they're on from 12 to 1. Exact same thing.
Why don't you tell the listeners what you told me the other day when we were at the pub and we saw The View on...
Oh, with
at the pub with the widescreen. And yeah, you say, oh, gee, doesn't Whoopi Goldberg look
huge? I love
huge?
Whoopi Goldberg. I've watched her in a few of the Nun, when she was a nun in that.
In Sister Act, yeah.
In Sister Act. And they actually, she's on The View. And I like her. She's down to earth. And the other day we went out to lunch to one of the local pubs. And they had these two great big plate screens on both sides of the wall. And they had Channel 7 on one and Channel 9 on the other. And it was so funny because they had The View on. And I turned around and said, Eric, have a look at Whoopi Goldberg.
She's massive.
The screen, because they're big widescreen, she looked twice the size. But when they had the five women sitting around the table together, they looked normal.
But because they did a close-up.
When they do a close-up, oh, they reckon that the TV puts on 10 pounds, I'll never go on it. But when they a couple of the other women on there, they did the same thing, and it does make them look bigger, you know. And it magnifies them so much. And I noticed that all through that show, when we were eating, I was looking up at the screen, and I kept, you know, saying, I couldn't get over, and I kept saying to you, have a look at that, look at that, you know.
And I was watching last week's episode of All Saints.
Yeah. So he was the screen facing where he was. He could see All Saints, and I could see both where I was. I could see both the TVs. But that's the thing with the big screen. It really magnifies it. The only good thing about that would be, because I wear glasses to see now, that would be the beauty of being able to watch that. When I'm in bed, I wouldn't have to wear my glasses. It'd be good because of it being magnified. But I know now, you know, when you go through the menu to read the what shows is what.
Your program. Yep.
Yeah, well, different time. With my eyes, you know, they get a bit blurry when I'm a bit tired or whatever. I notice when I have trouble reading. Sometimes I've got to put my glasses on because it's blurry. I can't read it. And other times I can read it, so... It just depends on how my eyes are focusing on the night. Whereas with that big screen, you know, you would be able to read it without your glasses, you know. So, but I'm not running out to buy one just for the sake of buying. And I think because at the moment they're talking so much about they're still ironing out. They don't last as long. They reckon, you know, they have problems with them and... They're not, you know, sort of, some are, they last longer and they have, I can't think.
Burnout,
yeah, different problems with them and that, you know. So they're saying that different size ones, they're okay and you see them advertising it all the time, you know, talking about it, you know.
And one thing that the Americans are just about to go through, but we're not about to go through just yet, is the switching off of the... Analog TV,
yeah.
And digital only.
Yeah, I heard them talking about that on the one of the shows.
Some Guys in a Car.
Yeah, we're talking about it. And like Jen and Shauno, they have trouble picking up where they live. They have trouble picking up their stations. I don't think they can get all their channels, can they? They're having trouble picking up because of where they live.
They've found over in the States that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to have problems, and they actually had to... They actually pushed back the introduction for digital-only TV. And for us, they're talking about starting that in some regional areas in 2010, 2011.
Oh, I remember when the colour first came out.
Back
in my day, but they turn around and we used to only get the four local channels, but now we can pick up Wollongong, Newcastle, on the Prime channel, which are free, but they're virtually the same channel as our Sydney one.
But it's the local station.
But it's the local station, further down the road. But we used to always say, oh, the Americans are lucky because they were getting all these channels. And we're saying, oh, half their luck, they've got such a variety of channels. And now I hear the way that, the different programs that I listen to, they're having more trouble there picking up shows and things. And we've got, with the Foxtel, we've been very, very lucky because we can get American shows, we can get English shows, we get Canadian and
we probably get
more variety. Yeah. And we don't subscribe to everything.
No.
I mean, we don't subscribe to the movie. There's three movie channels that we could get, but I'm not a big, like Shono and Jen, I know they hire videos and things. I used to be a real movie thingo, but not into it now. I like the documentaries and other shows better.
Here's a question for our non-Australian listeners, and I'm mainly thinking of Shauno, Jen and Richard here in relation to that, and some guys in a car as well. What Australian shows do you actually get over in America? I'd be very interested in that. And, of course, you can send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com, or leave a comment on the show notes, blastfromthepastpodcast.com. I'd be interested to see what Australian shows... So, if you're not in Australia, what Australian shows can you get? And I would say that there is a massive list of shows that we can get that are American here in Australia compared to overseas. If you would like to leave us a comment about this particular episode, go right ahead. Are you enjoying it? Do we get off track too much? Or do you enjoy that? Are there any TV memories of any TV shows that you have? Are there TV shows that absolutely grabbed you and that you were totally sad about when they went off the air? I wonder about that. Are there any TV shows that went off the air that you were absolutely devastated about when they went off?
Yeah, Star Trek.
Oh, come on. Serious answer.
Well, that's all the boys talk about all the time, being Trekkie fans.
Yeah, but what about you?
Me? I don't watch Star Trek.
No, not Star Trek. In general, I'm saying, is there a TV show, like when it ended, that you got sad about or think, oh, why is this show ending?
Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember. The brain's not working. So it must be nearly time for us to go. Hey?
Yeah, I think so. It's just about time for people to reach the off switch.
Yeah, switch is off. Had enough. So I'd like to send, before we go, I'd like to send a nice hello out there to our friend Richard Jeffries from Wasting Time Podcast.
WastingTimePodcast.com.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Cool. It sounds like an automated folding machine of some sort. How's that for being vague? Oh, crap. It's 48 degrees, utterly beautiful. It's been a great week. Very little rain, no snow. We're finally done with the snow, hopefully.
Cool.
Oh, excellent. It's got to get Lee to do one of those in a world.
Cool as hell.
He put in a question of things that he didn't understand. Why did they make Never Ending Story 2? And if it was Never Ending Story, why did the movie end? Well, I kind of equate this to why were there so many police academies? And Bobcat Goldthwait was giving an interview and he said, we had to make Police Academy 2, 3, 4, and 5 because there were so many unanswered questions in the previous movies. So, and to the Yerk Pod and their listeners, thank you very much. You guys rock. So there you have it. www.irkpod.com.au.
And also tonight, we'd like to play a song and dedicated to our night. What do you call it? Our
theme.
Our theme is called Television Song, and it's sung by Brian Dunn. Take it away, my DJ.
If you have to cry, just look into the camera eye. We don't wanna miss it. Stay in focus, stay in frame. We'll make sure they know your name. But those people can be vicious, and it's all who you know. To the man, we have people who do that. They've all signed a waiver. Such a body, such a face. You could be our saving grace. The commission, the retainer. And it's all who you know. Wrong. Don't I know you? What was that, Evangeline? Why, whatever do you mean? It's all taken care of. Just relax and have a drink. We're not paying you to think. There's nothing to be scared of, 'cause it's all who you know. Question why we're not trying to type you. We made you into what you are, a candy-coated superstar. But there's a thousand others like you, and it's all who they know. Wrong.
Okay, we're back. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I enjoyed that immensely. So hopefully we've brought back some memories. There's so many different TV shows that you can talk about, and you know, that you remember, and it can go on for
days. Time we'll be all sitting here watching the big screen that rolls out from the roof.
Maybe I'll just put on glasses. Did you ever have 3D?
Oh, when glasses? We went to the pictures. Yeah, we went to the pictures to see a creepy show. Yeah, my brother got his foot stuck in the chair, and they had to stop the show. That was Psycho.
Oh, how embarrassing.
And he got his foot stuck in the chair, and they had to put the lights on because the bloke couldn't get his foot out just with the torch. So they had to stop the movie and turn the lights on to get his foot out. So it was, I could have crawled down under the seats. But anyway.
So what are we going to talk about next time?
Next time we're going to talk about my favourite animal, elephants.
So you won't hear much from me on the next episode.
No, you shut up. You won't be taking my show over like you do. So what do we say, Eric?
Good night, Interweb.
Good night, Interweb.
Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.